Now for blind singer, songwriter and producer Rick Jones, the day has finally come. Listen to this.
This is What Can't Speak, Can't Lie, the new album by Rick Jones. Available on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play and Spotify. Includes Live and Learn. And Until the Wheels Fall Off.
We're here for a long time. We're just here for a good time. We're all about it until the wheels fall off. We're gonna ride it.
What Can't Speak, Can't Lie. Out now.
Hey, Rick. It's sounding good.
It is, pal, isn't it, eh?
Hey, that's a pucker advert.
Cheers, pal.
So the album's called What Can't Speak, Can't Lie.
It is.
And tell us a little bit, how would you describe this album? This is your third album, isn't it?
It is, it's a third one. I think for me, I tried to do different things with it. So, like using keyboards on one song, which is called Until the Wheels Fall Off, that's got a bit of electronic vibe to it. There's another one. On this one called One Minute Promises, that's got piano and strings. So it's kind of how do you make things different rather than it just be me with guitars and drums and bass and things. It's got to be, I think, well, hang on, if I'm making an album, if I was buying an album, I'd want it to be slightly different than the one before it. You know, I do think if you do it same, if it's like, you know, if you do it same thing all the time, it's like, oh, we've heard this.
Didn't do Status Quo any harm.
Did it, but I remember, or AC/DC. No. But I think you make it slightly different. It keeps it interesting for yourself as well as people who are buying it. No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I would categorise your music because I've listened to a lot of your stuff over the last few months. I don't know how. I wouldn't like to pigeonhole it because, like you said, Until the Wheels Fall Off, that's almost got a slightly country vibe on that as well.
I suppose it has, in a funny kind of way. I suppose when you think about it, it has. I mean, like, you know, using the talk box on that and things like that again. Like I say, it's different sounds. It has got a different sound to it, I think.
And you've played all the instruments on it, haven't you? And mm-hmm. you've done all the production on it and you've co-written all the songs. How mm-hmm. long has it actually taken you to do that? Because I think layering an album is one of the most frustrating things to do.
I think, well, because it's all me, done by me. I think it depends. First of all, it depends, you know, you can do some songwriting and you might want to come up with, you know, a verse and a chorus, or you might only come up with a line. You know, it depends. Let me think. I would have put this. The first album took us 6 months to do. The second one, same again. The third one, same again. I think it depends what you're writing about as well.
But the mechanics of actually recording it is quite complicated. And I haven't actually mentioned, of course, apart from at the top of the interview, that you don't have any sight either. So you're working with that challenge as well.
Well, you kind of work, you know, you work with what you've got, don't you? You know, I can see bits. You know, I can. I have got like perception, depth perception. But I think when you're controlling a program like, as you mentioned a few months back, Logic. I think when you work in a program like Logic with VoiceOver on a Mac, because of how it is, I don't think you need Fat Luke, because there's no, you know, cutting that piece, dragging that piece there. I don't think you would need SAT for that, because it's talking back to what you're pressing. You know, you find you're saying what you want, you load it up, you set the track up, record it, and then just take it from there, see what happens.
So for any aspiring visually impaired musicians, would you actually recommend Logic as a production tool?
Well, for me, Simon, I started with GarageBand first, which is free. On a Mac, it's free. I'm not sure about iPhones, iPads, and all that. Brass there to be that for What's on the Moon. We're going back 2 years, my God. Don't time fly. I started with that for What's on the Moon. And then I thought, well, hang on. This programme now as far as I think myself I could go with it. So because I got Garage Band kind of sussed, I thought, well, why don't I see what Logic has? Because Logic's just the same thing. It just does a lot more in it. You know, and I think you can tell from album to album, you know, from What's on the Moon to The Hotel with No Name to this new one, What Can't Speak, Can't Lie. I think you can tell the production's getting more and more, and not a bigger sound, I suppose. There's more ideas coming into it, I think.
Yeah, and I tend to think that your production is what I call deeper. Now, it really hits you. Like, we're going to play a track, you're going to introduce a track off the new album in a couple of minutes, and that is really, well, to use a phrase, it's banging.
Well, Man of Mystery.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, Man of Mystery is track 3 on the current album, What Can't Speak, Can't Lie. And that's got, in the chorus, believe it or not, 8 guitars coming at once.
Do you know, I was going to ask you that, how many guitars, because there's so many on it.
In the chorus, there's 8, and, I do know there's 8 guitars. I do know that.
But you have, if I may say, you have a real subtlety. There's little licks and bits and pieces of guitar that you put in, and none of them sound like they shouldn't be there. And I wonder, how do you do that? Do you put a layer down and then you listen and just do little bits and pieces as you feel?
Yeah. I'll do the guitar part first, and then I'll think, right, well, the chorus could do with them just, you know, a bit, making it a bit bigger. So another guitar goes in, and then another guitar, and then you think, all right, we've got them. And then I think, well, the solo, like, when you come to the solo, you'll see, if you're listening it through 2 speakers, that the guitar, you swap sides, so it goes from left and then goes straight across to your right ear and then goes back again. And I think using things like little techniques like that, it makes a song interesting. It's not just all at middle. Like, you know, it will swap sides and different things like that. And I think if you do things like that, you know, I got that idea from Panning. It's called Panning for all you people out there who do music. Well, technical side of things, it's called Panning. And I was always fascinated by that. You know, you'd listen to, you know, Stanley Road, which is an album by Paul Weller, and I'd listen to that, you know, and you think, how did they do that? Well, why don't we incorporate that in? You know, or like Live and Learn, it's like there's a song of them called Live and Learn, and there's a guitar part, and you think, well, you know, why don't we have it sounding like, you know, why don't we have a bit of a U2 vibe? You know, so Live and Learn, I think the guitar part in that, in the chorus, that's a bit of a U2 vibe. So I think listening to different artists as well, Simon, helps you, you know, what for ideas and different things like that, really.
And the album cover, that's always a tricky one. And you've done something a little bit unique with the album cover, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, this one, What Can't Speak, Can't Lie. Yeah, well, that was taken, there's a venue in Wigan called The Old Courts. We have artists on and, you know, different things, arts and crafts and art exhibitions and different things like that. It's one of them, you know. And I was doing a session for them in a place, in a room called The Green Room. And the picture was taken, funnily enough, by my dad's friend who was there. Hello, Keith. That was taken by my dad's mate. Funnily enough, just just natural. I was playing, you know, my dad stood there. But we took it in a mirror. So it's like a mirror shot. Just like looking at it through a mirror. And then a few months, when we got that, looking in for work, and my dad said, hey, why don't we use this? Still out of his picture, why don't we use that? So I said, oh, all right then. I said, but, you know, so we got the out together, the front cover. You know, if you look on the cover, there's a little face, a visit mouth. So that's what Can't Speak, Can't Lie. That's like a face. That's an emoji, as we say. Emoji, I'm not sure if we say it nowadays. Well, you say that one. But then the back. The back's interesting because I said, I said, why don't we have that room but empty? So my dad said, oh, we'll have to go back all courts and we'll have to see if we can do it. So we get our form, like, you know. We go down to the room, same room, but it's empty. Okay. Take a picture of it. Hang on a minute, though. This time up wall, time's wrong. Talk about attention to detail. The clock on the wall was 6:15, but on the pitch it was 3:15. So my dad grabbed the chair, 2 o'clock off the wall, put the timer out, put it back on the wall. Oh, God. That's how obsessive we can be. You know, it has to be right. Well, not so much me, but my dad can. You know. So, like I say, there's little things like that what matter.
And Rick, before you go, I know you've been really busy lately. Every time I go on Facebook, you're playing another gig. But you're actually going to be supporting the Christians as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's in the Old Court in Wigan. That's on the 10th of November, which is Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. Should be interesting, I think. If people listen to the records and they're like, come, then I'm happy. It's all about getting your name out, isn't it?
Yeah, right. It's all about word of mouth, which is another one of your songs off your other album.
There you go, huh? You know, you're lucky I'm not charging you for these titles when you say them.
Right, we're going to get you back on after you've supported the Christians and have a chat. But
right now,
I'm really pleased you got the album out. Would you introduce the track and we'll speak to you very soon?
Of course I will, Simon. Hello, everybody. My name is Rick Jones and this is the new track from my album, What Can I Speak, Can't Lie, which is out now. And this is a song called Man of Mystery. Thank you.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know his name. All I know is he was standing there, looking through my window pane. He was dressed in black. He got sunshades on. When I went outside to look for him, I found he'd gone. He's a man.